Track 3.
第三音轨
Just for fun.
趣味阅读
Page 16 to page 23.
第16页到第23页
Breakfast to power your day.
早餐为你带来一天的动力。
早餐应该要吃什么才能开启美好的一天呢？我们一起来看看不同国家的人们都吃些什么吧。
Breakfast is often called the most important meal of the day because it supplies fuel for our bodies.
While a traditional breakfast in Taiwan might include xiaobing, soy milk, eggs and youtiao, breakfast in other countries can be quite different. Let's take a quick culinary trip together to see what folks are eating.
Mexico's chilaquiles. First up are Mexico's chilaquiles, which have become a breakfast favorite in Latin countries. They pack a punch. They are a classic Mexican dish made with crispy tortilla chips, chunks of chicken or eggs, salsa, and cheese. They are certain to arouse your tongue's taste buds.
The Netherlands sweet toast.Most parents say no to their kids eating chocolate for breakfast, but not the Dutch. They start the day by eating toast covered in chocolate sprinkles called hagelslag. Cold, thick butter is used to get the sprinkles to stick to the toast. If you don't like chocolate, no problem. They have fruit-flavored sprinkles too.
Ethiopia's porridge. Porridge, a thick, soft food made from boiled grains, is a very popular breakfast worldwide. Genfo is Ethiopia's version made with barley. It is boiled in water until a mound forms with a hole in the center. The hole is filled with butter and spices, with yogurt spooned around the edges.
The UK's full English breakfast. Finally,For the ultimate filling breakfast, there's the UK's full English breakfast that has been adopted around the world. It includes fried eggs, toast, bacon, sausage, baked beans, mushrooms, and grilled tomatoes, along with tea or coffee. So no matter where you travel, you can expect a wide array of dishes to tempt you.
接下来请翻到第22和23页。我们来看看一天当中各种餐点的名称吧。
Mind map.
心智图
Meals and snacks of the day.
一日的餐点和小吃
Breakfast.
早餐
Breakfast is eaten after you wake up in the morning, usually before 9 a.m.
早餐是早上起床后吃的通常在上午九点之前。
Brunch,
早午餐。
Brunch is a combination of breakfast and lunch, usually eaten very late in the morning.
早午餐是早餐和午餐的结合，通常在上午很晚的时候吃。
Lunch,
午餐。
Lunch is a meal eaten in the middle of the day.
午餐是在一天的中间所吃的餐点。
Afternoon tea.
下午茶
Afternoon tea is a British tradition and is a light meal served around 4 p.m. with small sandwiches, pastries, and tea.
下午茶是英国的传统是下午四点左右供应便餐有小三明治、糕点和茶
Dinner.
晚餐
Dinner, also called supper, is the main meal of the day, which is eaten in the evening.
晚餐也称为晚饭，是一天当中主要的一餐，在晚上的时候吃。
Late night snack,
宵夜。
A late night snack is something you eat before you go to bed. It can be something sweet or something healthy to help you sleep better.
宵夜是睡前吃的东西。它可以是甜食或健康的食物，可以帮助你睡得更好。现在我们来听听看这个单元有哪些重点单字吧。
Important meal, supply, fuel, while, folk, favorite, classic, chunk, sprinkle, thick, stick, grain, version, barley, be filled with, ultimate, filling, adopt, along with.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
GEPT Listening Test 1. According to the article, why is breakfast important?
A. Because it is delicious. B. Because it gives our bodies energy. C. Because there are many unique dishes.
2. If something you eat is filling, it means
A. You want more of it. B. It is very sweet. C. It makes you feel full.
3. The article describes porridge as
A. Soft and thick. B. Sweet and delicious. C. Crispy and satisfying.
4. If something is tempting, that means
A. It has a strong effect. B. It is eaten in the morning. C. It makes you want to have it.